that make sense? Gosh, it made so much sense to me today. God, he said, look, you're lacking wisdom and you're asking me for wisdom. Look at my son. He's wisdom. He has become the wisdom of God. So if we're lacking wisdom, what do we look at? We look at Jesus. We look at his life. We look at how he lived. We look at how he walked. We look at how he talked. We look at what he said. We try to find out how he lived, how he walked. How did he pray? What did he say? What kind of parables did he do? What do they mean? God, reveal this to me. Because you said, if I lack wisdom, ask, and you're going to give it to me. And I know that Jesus has become the wisdom of God. So if I lack wisdom, then I need to understand Jesus. Simple. Does that make sense? It's simple. This is where we get tied up at, because we go down all these different roads. But he said, Jesus has become the wisdom of God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And anybody that's heard Pastor Dan preach has heard that preached out. It's incredible. Righteousness, basically, just you're made right with God, not because of what you've done, but because of what he's done. You're justified just as if you never sinned, because your righteousness is in him and he's in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God sees you through the blood, so your righteousness is established in him. Sanctification. Sanctification, he sets you apart for his purposes. Set apart, holy and set apart. He sets you apart. He says, sanctify them by your word, by your truth. Your word is truth. So we're sanctified as we get the word in us. It cleanses us. It washes us. He told the disciples, now you are clean because of the word I've spoken to you. In Ephesians, he said, like Christ loved the church and cleansed her by the washing of the water of the word. Setting her apart. Allowing that to be what sets you apart. Allowing the word to be the dominant factor in your life. It sets everything straight. It sets everything apart.